T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yes, it is that time. Welcome back, Marks and Reese. This is Stump the Millennial time. We do it every week. Joe Giglio in for John Marks. So we've swapped out a non-millennial for a millennial. Kyle Quinn is in for Jack. So that's just a swap of two millennials. So it's two millennials in here. So Ike, you're going to be trying to stump us here. And we have Sam in Haddonfield joining us. Sam today is playing for a copy of the PGA Tour 2K21 video game. Sam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's up, Sam?
Sam, we're great, buddy. So who are you backing? What do you think? Do you think that Kyle and I are going to get this right, a pair of millennials? Ike's going to try to stump us, or do you think we're going to get it wrong?
Hold on. Let me ask the question first.
Okay.
I got to ask you. I have to ask the question to you guys first. Slow down in there, Joe G.
I just want to know what Sam thinks. I don't know if he believes in me.
All right. So how old are you, Kyle?
I am 25.
Goodness gracious. Joe, I know you're in your early
30s. 33.
Okay. So both of you were born. Well, no, you weren't, Cal.
I was born at some point.
So you may need, at the time when I'm about to ask this question, so you may need to lean on your buddy for the answer.
So just one of us has to get it then, right?
Yeah, just one of you have to get it. So 1990.
Okay.
1990.
I was alive.
It's a good year, 1990. That was 30 years ago. I'm going with pop culture in 1990. One of the top movies of 1990, Home Alone. Everybody's familiar with the movie Home Alone, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Sam, you're familiar with the movie Home Alone, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay. So here's the question for Joe and Cal, and you have to decide whether or not they'll get the answer correct or incorrect. 1990, Home Alone, one of my favorite movies. We all know about Macaulay Culkin being left at home. There are other characters in the movie that leave a nice impression on you. So you should know these characters. This isn't some obscure character I'm going to ask you about that no one else would know. So you know these characters, Joe and Cal. Macaulay Culkin's brother. Macaulay Culkin had an older brother. What was his name in the movie?
Sam, do you think we're going to get it?
I think Joe has pretty good movie knowledge. I want to say yes.
All right, so he's backing us. Kyle, before I give my take on this, do you know the answer?
I don't believe I do.
The answer to this one is Buzz.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks.
No, you're right. He's right.
All right, good.
He's supposed to play the music, Kyle. Where's the victory
the celebration music?
Yes.
Sam, you won, buddy. I got it for you.
We're still winning. Yes, you got that right, Sam. So
Sam,
there you
congratulations.
Go. Good job by you, Joe.
Copy of PGA Tour 2K21 video game for Sam and Haddonfield. Sam, I'll put you on hold.
Congratulations.
So little did you know, Ike, that Home Alone might be my favorite movie of all time.
Oh,
I have seen
Home
Alone a million times.
It is one of my favorites.
You know
as
what
well.
I was thinking of? When you were saying that, I was thinking of when he found the picture of Buzz's girlfriend. He says, Buzz's girlfriend.
Yes.
And he slams it down and it breaks the frame. Love Home Alone.
So I actually could have gone deeper and you probably still would have gotten it.
I was trying to think, how far are you going
to
go?
Yeah. Well, I started to go with the Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern's characters.
Marvin Harry.
You would have gotten it. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kevin was the only character in that movie that I know.
See, I knew Kevin when you would know, but I figured, okay.
His mean uncle, what was his name? Uncle Frank?
Man, you are good. Yes.
I've got good Home Alone knowledge. I do. I have that. Let's go to the phone
line. So I didn't know that. Maybe I should have gone to a different movie. I did not know that.
When you said 90s movies, I was like, oh, boy. It's 1990. I was 4 years old. How many movies have I seen? Probably a decent amount, but not all of them. But then you hit on.
I hit the one you know for
you
sure.
You did. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Greg in Atlanta, who's all flyered up. Greg, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Greg, what's up?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, Joe, how was that camping trip you went on? Last time I talked to you, I told you about glamping.
Yes.
And you said you were set with s'mores, and I think Justin mentioned, or somebody mentioned fudge stripes.
Yes. Justin from Tennessee suggested fudge stripes for the s'mores, which were delicious. I went and
I've never had the fudge stripes for s'mores.
You were out that week. Justin from Tennessee called in, and I felt like Justin from Tennessee had good camping knowledge.
Sure. The Keebler elves, the stripes.
Yeah, so use them instead of the graham crackers. And you got the chocolate already on there. It was good. No, Greg, I had a good time. We had a lot of fun. So I didn't get to glamp, though. Glamping, Ike, is kind of like, how would you describe glamping, Greg?
Kind of glamorous camping. It's kind of like an Airbnb in the woods.
Yeah, that would be me. Yeah, I would actually I'd have rented a cabin. Yeah, there's no way I'd be outside.
They build you a net. They build you a tent, and they have air conditioning in it. That you can have food delivered to you. All kinds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, fishing poles delivered. The whole whatever you want to do, they'll bring it right to your. I don't even call
tent?
It a tent. It's kind of like, it's incredible. I haven't done it because I'm not a camper, but if I do it, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing if I camp.
I got to get away from the bugs and the wildlife at nighttime.
Yes.
That's not fun for me.
Greg, what's on your mind with the Flyers?
Guys, two things real quick. Just think about the Phillies if Realmuto and Didi aren't on this team next year. Sorry to depress you with that, but... Here's my concern.
They'd be
about the
before you go on, right? I'll tell you what they'll be. They'll be a bad team. Like they'll go from average to bad.
Yes,
that'll be horrible. Then we'll expect last night over and over and over again.
Yeah, I can't do that. Anyway, what's your thought on the Flyers?
One thing I had a concern about was the amount of hits that they took the other night against Tampa, and all these teams are going to take runs at them because I think that's the only way they're going to test them. A lot of young guys, a lot of new guys in their first series, you know. I think they're going to try to be physical with them, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond. If they just, you know, continue to forecheck and they have a couple of guys that, like, back them up or whatever. But Tampa had, like, 50 hits last week or the other day, and the Flyers had about 20. So keep an eye on that just from an injury standpoint, just a wear and tear over the course of all these series that hopefully we'll be able to play.
Yeah, it's interesting. Greg, the other thing that I thought about, and we appreciate the call, Ike, usually number one seeds, they're not playing hard the last two or three games of the season.
Right.
But this, obviously we had a ramp up. There was no ramp up, so they played three games, but they played hard the last game before the playoffs. Usually, if you're a number one seed, you've got it wrapped up, and you're not given 100% 3 days before the playoffs starts. I wonder, like, everything about this is different, and I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know yet.
No, I think momentum is huge in sports, and when you're in a situation of win or go home, I know it's a series as opposed to a one game
right.
NFL style thing, but still, when you're in a playoff series, you're still, every game gets you closer to winning the series. Every win you have, it gets you closer to winning that series. So to me, the way the Flyers have played in the restart and in the round robin, I won't say they've been in playoff mode, but, man, they look good, like, on the defensive end. So it's not like they have to win, you know, 5-4 and Carter Hart is struggling trying to keep goals out of the net. Like, no, they seem to have picked up where they left off at.
Well, so he mentioned – our last caller mentioned the idea of, like, this is their first time in the playoffs with this group. Is there something, like, psychological about that? Because what was the first game? Was it Tampa? The wild card round. What was the first game? Your first playoff game?
Here? Oh yeah, it was Tampa. Yeah,
right. The first 2000 playoff game. Right, and after that you went to play New York. Like, is there something different about that game, or do you try to keep it the same? Like, this is a young team. This is for a lot of these guys. Carter Hart. This is the first time.
And that's why I don't necessarily, especially for this case, I don't buy into first game jitters. Like, I don't buy into that. Like, Carter Hart seems to me to be a guy who knows exactly who he is, what he's capable of doing. He is waiting for this moment. Sometimes when you're good, it's more or less like, I've been waiting to get here. Like, when we made the playoffs in 2000, it wasn't, wow, we're in the playoffs. We're playing the team that was in the NFC Championship game a year before.
Right.
No, we got in the playoffs. It was like, dude, it's our time. Let's go win this thing. Now, it didn't work out for us the following week.
Right, but you got the first one.
But that first win.
And it didn't matter. That kind of sprungboard.
Man, and that was us saying to ourselves, the moment's not too big for us. No, we were made for this. This was meant for us. Almost like when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I mean, it wasn't a young team, but it's a collection of players that hadn't gone through the playoffs together before.
Of course. And a coach.
A lot more injuries, too.
And a coach had never been there. I mean,
coach
was a second-year coach.
He didn't coach like the moment was too big for him.
He, the opposite, actually. He coached like he'd been there his whole life. It's what I do.
Some guys embrace it, and they rise up to the occasion. And then there are the guys that, you know, they spent the last 3 days thinking about, oh, Lord, what's it going to be like? Here's the other thing. No crowd.
Yeah, if you get down early or up early, nothing. Yeah,
you got no crowd. So, like, those are the things that typically give you jitters. It's like, not the opponent. It's more or less like, okay, I'm about to go out here in front of 25,000 people, and it's a sellout, and it's on national TV, hockey night, and everything else. It's all the pageantry leading up to it. They haven't had to deal with that as much.
No. So tonight, we get tonight the first playoff game in Philadelphia history in front of zero people.
Because, you know, we'd be going crazy in Philly. If this game was in Philadelphia,
people would be calling in on their way there.
Yes, on their way to the game.
Yeah, we don't have that, but we do have a hockey game tonight. 215-592-9495. All right. The text line is coming up next, and we'll get to...
I'm going to color my beard orange tonight.
Yeah, like Owen?
Like gritty, yeah.
Orange drink, orange beard.
Yeah.
We're flyered up here. We got a game one tonight. All right. Text line coming up, and we'll get to something Doug Peters said today. He's back at the NovaCare. He talked today to the media at 12:45. He said something about a player that had a kind of a breakout season last year that I found interesting. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese, Kyle Quinn with us. You guys on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. We'll get to what Doug had to say here, and some information on where the Phillies game you can find tonight. It's not on the usual channel. It's all screwed up tonight because everything's going on once. You have the Sixers tonight.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I have some info to help you out because I'm sure everyone out there is going to go home and try to find
it. I'm going
to
need help, yes.
Yeah, so I'll tell you where you can find the games. Of course, you can listen on WIP, which you should always do, but if you want to watch as well, I'll tell you where. First, though, we have, of course, the text line here brought to you by Casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play.
My soul feels exactly like cashmere about the Phillies. I hate this team so much. Andy and Langhorne.
I'll tell you what, Cashmere's passion, which may have turned into emotion there, may have turned into, you could see the emotion.
Yes, I could feel it.
Yeah. And look, I mean, sometimes you have to shed a tear over the Phillies, and today felt like one of those days to do it. It's okay.
Giglio just keeps digging himself into a deeper and deeper hole with his lists. Mike in Birdsboro.
Mike just doesn't respect the list. That's all. I mean, they're all good lists. They're all accurate lists. They're all lists everyone.
No, they're not accurate lists.
Well, I think they are. That's why I make them. And also, it's always fun to hear how Ike reacts to my list. Now, sometimes he gets. I'm trying to think of what my favorite one has been. Was it Carson number 13 as quarterbacks right now, or was it that I take Kyler Murray over moving forward?
Yeah, that Kyler Murray one had almost made me jump out the window.
We get a Kyler Carson game this year.
We do.
That will be a fun one.
And I think I actually picked the Cardinals to win that game.
That's a late December in Arizona?
And I think it's after another tough road game.
It's probably going to be.
No, I think it's right before the Cowboys game.
Oh, look.
In Dallas.
A look-ahead game? Are they going to have their eye on the Cowboys? Uh-oh. No, I like Kyler. Go ahead.
Yo, two times. Worst take. Giglio Quinto's ridiculous Bronco slander, or his nonsensical Gabe Kapler is just as good as Joe Girardi slop that he's slinging today. Holla at your boy for keeping him in check. Tom from Abington.
I always know what Tom's text is. Like, I can feel it.
Yes,
like, the first two words, you know it's Tom. That's a poll question one day.
Yeah, I would go with the Wentz slander. I won't say he's been completely off base today, with the Girardi stuff.
I think if people could have their way, they'd rather me be wrong about Wentz than wrong about Kapler. Like, if Kapler's good in San Francisco, it doesn't really matter. If I'm right,
right
about Wentz, it means that's not good for the Eagles.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, as I know. I think people would rather me be right about Kapler.
Yes,
I'm only going to be right about
we
Wentz.
We would all rather you be right about Gabe Kapler, yes.
So glad we got Reese back to his natural position at first base, Kingery back to his natural position at second base, and a World Series winning manager to replace Cap. Ryan from Gloucester City.
Scott Kingery better start hitting. For 2 years, all we heard is he's a second baseman. They're playing him all over the field. That's why he's not playing well. Scott's playing second base.
Yeah, and it is not the type of second base that we thought it was going to be.
And then with Reese, it was get him out of left field, right? 2018, yep. He played
left
field.
He's a first baseman.
He'll be much better at first base. No, he hasn't. Actually, he hit better in left field. He couldn't play defense out there, but right. He hit better when he was a left fielder.
Move Scotty back to center field.
Okay.
Move Reese back to left field.
That's all. That'll fix everything. All right, 215-592-9494. Quickly here, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Doug today spoke.
Yes.
And he had a little he was actually at NovaCare, Zoom call.
They let him in the building?
He's there. Well, he
passed his test.
I guess what, he have to have two consecutive negative tests?
Yeah.
And it sounds like Doug was fine, you know, asymptomatic, and he's obviously back and healthy, which is the number one thing and a great thing. But Doug said something today, Ike, that struck me. So he was asked by Greg Ward, and this was his quote. I've always liked Greg. He's in that rotation, in that starting mix for us. We expect some really big things from Greg. He can also be a leader. I feel like if I told people at the end of the season last year, or like the beginning of the offseason, that Greg Ward could be a starter in week one, that would probably mean, I don't think people would be excited, because it would mean they didn't do enough.
My head would have exploded.
Yeah, they didn't do enough for wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yet,
I still believe that's the case.
But I think Doug is probably going to be right on this, where he's going to play a big role. I could see him starting week one as a slot receiver.
Yeah. As of right now, I would probably have him as my starting slot receiver. And I like the way Doug put that, because Greg Ward is a hard worker. He's had to fight to get into the NFL. Doug appreciates that.
And he did a good job when he had to play.
Yeah, and that's more importantly. Well, and Doug, being a backup player, can appreciate that more than anyone. That the guy took advantage of the opportunity when it was given to him. Not only that, he exceeded expectations. You mentioned this early in the offseason, at this possibly being the scenario where Greg Ward is a starting slot receiver. And I was one of the ones that said, you got to be kidding me. I like Greg Ward, but he was a necessity this past year. They're supposed to improve this wide receiver group, and it should be improved enough that Greg Ward isn't one of your top three wide receivers. That's not the case. I can't sit here and necessarily say, as they stand here right now, that Greg Ward probably isn't one of the better suited receivers to be in the starting lineup week one. And here's why. No offseason. Mm-hmm. He's been in the system a couple years. He's a former quarterback that understands the concepts, the offense, where he's supposed to be. That's another reason why he was able to acclimate last year.
Some chemistry with Carson.
And he has chemistry with Carson. It was Carson's go-to receiver.
Well, think about the Washington game.
Down the stretch.
That throw to him, like that. I know the Miles Sanders throw is what we all talk about game.
No, you're right.
But they won the game on the Ward throw. He trusted Ward in the end zone to win the game.
And that's big for a quarterback. And I say that because I believe Carson Wentz would want Greg Ward out there to start the season.
All quarterbacks love their slot guys.
They love guys that they know are going to be where they're supposed to be.
That's why Ertz gets so many targets.
Yes.
He knows where he's going to be.
Yes.
Yeah, the Greg Ward thing, I don't think it was a six-week wonder, a four-week wonder, whatever it was. It's going to continue.
Well, I think he has fans rooting for him because he's the underdog.
Yeah.
But our only point is that if you got better receivers there, they need to play.
And maybe eventually they will, but what you said is a big thing. Like, they drafted, what, three receivers?
Yeah.
Goodwin opted out.
You don't have Goodwin now.
But they drafted three receivers and then one last year in Arthega Whiteside. That means he's going to play over potentially four young guys. That's the lack of the offseason that's showing right there. They trust him.
I could see D-Jack, Ward, an Ortega Whiteside or either Rager. Depending on how fast Rager can learn the outside receiving spots. I mean, I'm imagining Ortega in his second year in this offense should have an upper hand just from a familiarity standpoint.
Money can't be worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't be worse. Let's go to the phone lines here. Inge, King of Prussia. What's up, Inge?
Look, let's talk Flyers, man. I mean, we don't really have a choice right now. But look, I'm thinking about some things here. Is this Flyers team a hard-working number one seed, or is there some substance behind them? Number two, we've seen all the Achilles here. Even the 2017 Eagles had problems with that secondary. What is the Flyers' Achilles heel? And number three, what do you guys think about this? Since they're a number one seed, the most unassuming number one seed out there, and no one really respects them, even the Canadians. Look, in my opinion, the captaincy, Giroux, is probably the most important factor in this entire playoff run. What do you think about those three?
I haven't even heard Giroux's name since they restarted playing.
That's what I'm saying, captaincy,
well, you know,
the leadership.
I'll say this, this could change. Like, the Giroux thing is weird because he's been so good for so long, yet he doesn't get the kind of love of a player that's been so good so long on one of our teams. If they make a run to the final or win it, It changes his whole thing here, especially if he plays well. Like,
except that he's not the best player.
Well, unless he plays really well.
Yeah.
If he drives them to a championship, we got to give him his props then.
Look, I just care about the leadership. But my point is, what is the Flyers' weakness, and what are we looking at here?
Hey, Inge! Inge! Are you watching this team? Are you
number one seed?
Are you fired up, Inge, or not? Are you fired up, or
are
you worried?
Are they a legitimate number one seed, and why?
They're the number one seed. Yeah, they're legitimate.
No, I understand that, but is that a fluke, or are they legitimate?
Well, let's be real. Part of it was they were the four seed, and then they got into a round robin where they changed it. They won three games, they jumped to one. So,
if you're asking, are they clearly the best team in hockey, no.
No. But do they have the substance? My question is,
Inge, why are you being a doubter? Do you believe or not? Are you flyered up?
Look, I'm like that Atlanta game, first game. I just want to see them win.
That's an interesting comparison. Yeah, because you know what? I actually kind of like that, and we appreciate the call. Because the Eagles came out of nowhere, number one seed. Obviously, the quarterback they lost, and then Nick went in. But we had to see them like this. Ike, you remember how the feeling was?
It
was worry.
As
soon as they won Atlanta, like everyone was saying, "Oh, they'll
be released." Yeah, it
and
released.
Then I thought the confidence was highest against the Patriots, which was crazy.
Oh man, we got to the Super Bowl. We're winning this. Yeah,
we talked about like they were just playing some team. It wasn't Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but the Falcon game, people were worried. That was a
no
split
doubt about
city.
It. Nate Sudfeld put him in there.
That was something. All right, quickly, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in August. Shop local. Buy her the ring you want now. Details, marks-jewelers.com. So a last check here, Ike, on our Twitter poll for today, which, of course, was, are you disappointed in the job Joe Girardi has done so far? It ends at this, with about 4,000 votes, 60.9% no, 39.1% yes. So about 61-39 that people are not disappointed. But that's... I find that a little bit interesting.
That's still out of, you're talking about after 12 games, 40%.
Are disappointed,
yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen after 20 games. They got to get this thing picked up.
I got to be honest with you. I thought it would be 75-25.
So did I. I thought everyone would say, leave him alone. It's not his fault. It's everybody else. So tonight, Ike, when we go home, we watch these games, because there's three games on it. We got the Sixers. We have the Flyers, of course, in game one, and we have
stop and get my White Claws.
No, you can't do that for a hockey game. Cannot do that. So the Phillies game tonight will not be on either of the NBC Sports Philadelphia channels. Too much going on at once. Okay. They're going to be on something called Cozy.
Well, yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't know what Cozy is or what they usually show, but it's channel 248 if you have Comcast. If you have,
I do have Comcast. Right, so channel 248.
Channel 248. That's the report I got from someone.
Cozy.
Cozy. Is that like a restaurant or something, Cozy?
Yeah, I mean, they're still using the regular announcers, though, right?
I would imagine it's unless Cozy has their own announcers. Yeah, so Phillies tonight on Cozy, Flyers, and of course the Sixers. Great night, fun night. Ike, this was a fun show. I'll be back with you on Friday.
Why didn't put the Sixers on Cozy?
The Sixers should be nowhere right now. And we, of course, have the Phillies as well. Ike, I'll see you again on Friday.
Okay, brother.
And we got Leading Off coming up next. You guys have a great night on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.